NA1SS, NA1SS. This is 8 November 3, Yankee. How do you copy me? Over. NA1SS, NA1SS. This is 8 November 3, Yankee. 8 November 3, Yankee. How do you copy me? Over.
8 November 3, Yankee. This is 1SS. I have you loud and clear. How do you copy me?
Okay, good morning, William. Your signal 5x9, very nice signal. Today's control operator is Mae. Today's schedule contact is Yoneda Nishi Elementary School. And students stand by with me. Are you ready, okay? NA1SS, this is 8 November 3 Yankee, over.
NA1SS, 8 November 3 Yankee, this is NA1SS, I am ready.
Okay, William, student question start. Please listen to carefully.
This is Leon. How many kinds of food do you have in the International Space Station? Over.
Oh, we have many kinds of food on the International Space Station. Half of it is American types of food and half of it is Russian types of food. And just about everything that you can imagine, we have it here on board. So many, many, probably hundreds of kinds of food.
This is Hiroka. What's good about being an astronaut? Over.
Oh, what's good about being an astronaut, of course, is being able to go to space and experience all the things that we experience in space exploration. It's quite an honor and a privilege.
My name is Ai. Is there any danger in the International Space Station? Over.
Well, of course, space has a lot of dangers, and we have a good team on the ground, and we are well prepared in our training to mitigate the risk associated with spaceflight. But, of course, there are many dangers in space, and that includes on the International Space Station. But we have the training and the procedures and the equipment to mitigate those dangers.
This is Yukihiro. Did you want to go to other planets? Over.
Oh, I would love to be one of those that had the honor to go back to the moon or to be able to go to Mars to explore a new planet that we've never had a person set foot on before.
This is Ayaka. How do you view other planets from the International Space Station? Over.
Well, I have not seen another planet except for Mars a long time ago from the from space. We view them pretty much the same that we view them on Earth, except they're much clearer here. It just takes a little time and planning to be able to know what window to look out and when to look for the planet.
This is Miho. How does Japan look at night from the International Space Station? Over.
Miho, Japan looks wonderful day or night. It's got fabulous views during the day, of course, with the terrain, and at night all the major cities are lit up. So the whole island, the islands of Japan are all lit up where there are cities and where people live. It is absolutely breathtaking.
This is Katsuki. How long do you sleep every day? Over.
Scheduled to sleep about 8 hours a day, and usually I get 7 or 8 hours of sleep.
This is Mikiko. What is the best space food for you? Over.
Oh, I like a variety of things, but I like especially spicy food because it tastes especially good in space.
This is Miku. What kind of work do you do in the International Space Station? Over.
We maintain it, we fix it when things break. We also do research and experiments to study all kinds of different, all kinds of science background events in this unique environment of weightlessness.
This is Takahiro. Has a meteorite ever hit the space station? Over.
No, a meteorite has never hit the space station. We track the debris in orbit and whatnot so that we can avoid that. We also have some shielding outside for very small particles. We do get hit by very, very small particles, but so far no significant damage.
This is Yui.
How do you sleep in the space station? Over. This is Yui. How do you sleep in the space station? Over.
Well, it can be difficult to sleep in the space station, but I take a sleeping bag and tie it up against the wall in my little sleep quarters, and I sleep fine just there so I don't float away. It's tied to the wall.
This is Asuka. Is there any difference in your dreams when you are in universe and when you are on the Earth? Over.
No, I have not noticed any difference in my dreams up here in space versus when I'm on Earth.
This is Arisa. Why did you become an astronaut, even though it is very dangerous? Over.
Oh, it's very exciting work to explore new frontiers and new things that we haven't done before. And it's something I think that that we want to do throughout history, mankind. So that's why I do it. I do it for the exploration.
This is Leo. What can be seen on the Earth from the International Space Station? Over.
Oh, many things. We can see whole continents. We can see islands. I talked about seeing the island of Japan. We can see airports. We can see long roads, major roads. Of course, mountains, clouds, thunderstorms at night. Many, many things that we can see on the Earth.
This is Hiroka. Don't you miss your family? Over.
Of course I miss my family. In fact, that's the hardest thing of this whole experience is all the time away from my family. But I talk to my wife almost every day.
This is I. Can you email from the International Space Station? If it's possible, can I email you? Over.
I do get some email on the space station. It's very restricted. I've designated some people, as particularly my close friends and family, for email and people I work with. So it's pretty hard to email me, but yes, I do get email here.
This is Yukihiro. What kind of training did you have to do to become an astronaut? Over.
Many different kinds of training. We, of course, came on a Russian Soyuz rocket, so we had to be trained on that. We had to be trained on the entire space station systems, both in the American segment and the Russian segment. We had to be trained on the Canadian robotic arm. We trained for spacewalks. We trained for taking care of ourselves. We trained for language. I learned Russian. Pavel Vinogradov learned English. There's many, many things we had to train for.
This is Ayaka. How do you wash your face and brush your teeth? Over.
Pretty much the same way we do on Earth. I wash my face with a wet towel. I put water in the towel and just wash it. And I brush my teeth the same way. It's difficult, of course, to spit. We don't have a sink, so I just swallow the toothpaste.
This is Miho. What is the hardest job in the International Space Station? Over.
Probably the most difficult job is the spacewalks. We go outside for 6 hours. We're going to do one, our first one, in a few weeks here. It's very difficult, very hard work. You get very tired, especially in the hands and the arms.
This is Katsuki. What sounds do you hear when the shuttle returns into the atmosphere? Over.
Thank you, nice contact. I hope good to your mission and good luck. Best 73. NA1SS, this is 8 November 3, Yankee. Sayonara.